wash.
Blue, you are good. You are a good ass friend.
I know, right?
I want you to pause. If you don't take your nasty ass and your almighty and wash your butt.
NMF.
The
nasty motherfucker.
I hope that was for content because damn it, don't let me talk to your almighty and you smelling like today.
Hey, guess what, man?
What?
We season two.
Season two up in this mule.
And guess what else?
That
was nice. Thank you. Now, listen. We also have our new co-host that's going to be with us for the rest of our lives.
We went through a lot of applicants.
We did.
It was a long process, you know.
It was a very long process.
It took a while.
It took about a year.
Yeah, and we had and to, you know, it was a close call, too, you know, with some of them. But, you know,
there was a runner-up?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, there was.
And a runner-down.
Yeah. There was. There was a lot of it.
Ooh, how you get run down, guys?
But we have Zadie with us. Zadie has joined a fifth or something.
Zadie V.
Let's give her a hand clap.
All right,
So,
welcome to the show.
Hey guys.
Welcome to we can actually say that for real now. Welcome to a fifth or something. You know, normally we say that at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Welcoming our audience. But now we can actually say
welcome to a fifth or something. So let's start off the year right.
I apologize for cheers.
The fellas.
Cheers. We are excited to have you on board for sure.
I could not wait. I'm like, I want to go record. No, I'm not. I'm going. I'm not
getting on our goddamn nerves.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. Somebody who is the gift queen.
Hello, can I have my crown? Because I will send them to you.
Well, you know what?
First of all,
it won't happen if you just respond to me in a
handful amount of fucking time.
Lies upon lies. All those gifts, all my emojis, all my shit.
Oh, you talking about gifts? I'm thinking
gift.
GIFTS. Gifts. How do I get some? I love gifts.
You like, I ain't getting nothing.
I am gifted. I gift you and I GIF you to death.
Oh.
Because I don't play that. Don't ignore me. I'm the last child of four.
To what? To death?
Oh. To death. I will GIF you to death.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something, dog.
Mm-hmm.
That line.
Boy, them gifts.
It's like, what?
I was like this one day.
One day she was like, I'm outside. But you ain't seeing this.
I was
If I see a thread going and there's a lot, I just
check out.
I'm done.
Hey, you know what? You know,
Blue, you can't do me like that. I am not to be ignored.
I just want us to go ahead on and just dive into.
You about to see what's going to happen.
I want us to dive on into 2024 real quick. Let's just go ahead on and just go on.
I'm gonna dive in. What's that song? Dive in.
Let's
like a Lil Wayne song or something. Dive in. I don't know. Shit.
It's going
I'm going in.
No, that's a different song.
I'm going in, but that's on the hook.
Like a boom, and then you dive in.
You're talking about
somebody find that for me.
That's Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar, baby. That ain't even. It's okay, but you're so pretty.
You are so pretty. Let me tell you.
How's it go then?
Full of liquor, then you dive in. 2024, we got this Cat Williams show.
Oh, I know you're gonna say P. Diddy.
That was
2023, but this 2024
does the P stand for packing? Like,
so P is for you will get this penis, packing. Obviously. Everybody gets this
putting
penis.
Putting his penis in, did he?
Then I named myself Love.
Yeah, what happened? Where'd that come from?
Why, how come he's just going to be Sean Combs?
Right. I'm going to change my name again this year.
You know he was a backup dancer back in the day. For,
he really was.
For, what's his name?
Not Biz Markie.
Fat. But Heavy D.
Heavy D.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there's videos of him being very active.
So
my mic just going to go all the way off to zero?
No, we're still good.
Okay,
we're still good. I just turned the volume down.
Oh, I enjoyed hearing myself.
Oh, you did?
Oh, sure did.
Just a little bit.
That normally bothers you.
That's why he's new in 2024.
I know, right? We're
is this gonna be screaming on the edit for you though?
No. We good. This is seriously just for us to hear us. I thought that normally bothered you. That's why I turned it down. I'm sorry. See how I'm looking out for my
book. I appreciate it.
Yeah, but now for 2024, you appreciate got hearing aids up in this bitch.
Appreciate you looking out for me, P.
No, we gonna say this is the P that I told him about with my daddy. My daddy used to call all of his friends P because they meant partners.
Oh,
that's what you talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about, partner.
Oh, all right, yeah. Partner.
Shit.
P. Diddy is makes a whole nother content.
No, but I was going to talk about this whole Cat Williams thing, man. What y'all
Williams.
He went in, man. What you think?
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Listen, I was my homework. Man. And all I can tell y'all is there is a lot of cap, as the young kids say. It's a lot of lie. And then there's a whole lot of truth. Let's start off first of all, his demeanor. Y'all know what this is when you see somebody doing this, right?
Rocky.
What that mean?
Mm-mm. Old people be like,
That's that itch.
Mm-hmm. Like you coming off of something.
Mm-hmm. But he say that he is 100% uninebriated. I'll never do nothing. Okay. Y'all will never see me on stage. There's nothing in my system.
Okay, I want to say that, yes, we've all heard him say, I'm not on anything. I'm not on any kind of medication, whatever. But here's my thing. There was a character that Bernie Mac played in the movie Life. With Eddie Murphy and
Jay Lane.
And he was rocking and shit. When I saw him after being introduced by Shannon Sharp, and he just kept rubbing himself, I said, okay, one, he has a behavior issue. Two, he's coming off of some shit. And in order for him to keep his mind together, some people sit there and tap their foot and they'll be shaking and shit like this and they just be talking to you. It's like a behavior thing where you have to like make your mind stay on one track, so you have to do some type of movement to soothe yourself. The whole time he talked, he just kept soothing himself.
Yeah, like my daughter, when she gets in a certain way, she has like her hair. She'll start twirling her hair like that.
All the twitches and stuff, whatever it is, it's a soothing for them. So that was my first thing. Second thing, he starts talking about how he was the one that wrote Friday After Next with the Santa Claus and stuff, and he was the one.
He wrote his own lines. Yeah, for that part.
And Ice Cube even said he was right.
Okay, so
Ice Cube co-signed. Yeah, co-signed. Okay.
Cat, you know, said he wrote his role, which, I mean, the role was written, but he enhanced it. This is why Cat was so dope in the movie. You know, Money Mike had a small role. You know, about as big as the Santa Claus role, but when we start filming, he was giving us such magic that we kept expanding his role.
The third thing that had me a little skeptical about what he kept talking about is that all kept back going down to, well, I did this and I never said anything. Like, he's the wizard behind the fucking curtains and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's so much greater than he is. I'm like, what kind of narcissistic shit is Cat Williams on in this damn interview? Shannon just kept trying to pitch him, you know, shit, be like, hey, let me get you some bailout.
Hold on, man.
Let me get you some bailout shit. Let me give you a bailout topic.
Because Shannon lips even. Come on, man.
I don't even know who he is.
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, he
used to be a tight end for Denver Broncos back in there.
And he had that football look. You know what I mean?
He had that bubble gum.
Everything that Cat Williams did, I think was right. You know what I mean? I think that I don't think that he would just come out in public and just say this shit. You know, if we want this to wrap that up. That's how I feel about it.
I mean, I think he had
didn't
some
talk
good.
To Shannon. He kept talking to who the fuck was he talking to behind him?
Yeah. Like,
what's he trying to convince?
That's the thing. I mean, his whole show was about trying to convince people that he did this. I did that. But I don't need y'all because I already did this. I did this. There are not this many people doing as many shows as I've done, and nobody else is doing this because I'm doing it. I got this. I got that. I did this. They not doing this. I don't need. You can't steal from me what I didn't give you. I wasn't
looking for anything if you stole it.
Right.
It wasn't mine, no way. Blah, 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 blah.
But there were
a
few things that he did say that, you know, pretty much were true. Like, you know, how he's talking about how Steve Harvey, you know, don't write his own jokes, you know.
He said that about what's his name?
Cedric the Entertainer. I mean, he's talking about how they steal other people's craft and their jokes, which is true. Yeah. Because, I mean, we found, you know, jokes that were written back in the 80s and the early 90s before Kings of Comedy even came out. And, you know, how can you go on the road and take credit for all of this and then, you know, make it to where we now as the people are going out, oh, that was the funniest joke I ever heard.
Right. And the person that really did it got no credit,
no applause.
Ain't getting no booking.
Ain't getting no flowers.
But did you see the joke that he was saying that he got it?
No, Burning Man? Yeah, I did.
No, the one that he said.
Cedric Entertainer?
Yeah, that he
said. The Rocket one.
Yeah.
The one he did at the.
Yeah.
So how similar do you think they were?
I mean.
Okay, so both of them was in the car. That's the premise of the joke. Music being too loud, you gotta turn it down. It may be something to that, or it may be just too vague to say that he stole the joke.
Looking at them side by side, only thing they really had together was their posture inside the little chair. Cedric added a cigarette. So, like, I could see the basis of the joke was cats, and then Cedric said, you know what, let me just fine-tune this a little bit.
You can have a little... Hell, I mean, how many people do this?
Yeah, but if
I do that shit all the time, I say I'm just driving.
Bominicious.
Bominicious.
He said everybody call him Bominicious. It's all right for me to call him that. Like, nah, man, it ain't CJ. He's saying you could call me by my initials.
I was on a show called Designing Women in 1988. There was a black guy that was on there with three designer women in Georgia that were interior designers. And he said, this Southern people talk a certain way and it's degrading. So this white lady kept saying, his name is Bominicious, Bominicious. And the man had to come back and said, no, I said, call me by my initials. That was 1988. Yeah. Fast forward 2007 or 2014 or whatever, the Kings of Comedy. Cedric gets on stage and he does the whole thing. He says, I'm in y'all's town here in South Carolina. And some dude was like, yeah, whenever you need me, just, you know, just call me by my initials.
Yeah.
By my initials. We about to go to the liquor store. Says, you gonna get some
beer? And then there was another, because there was also another part that he said that he was like, I ain't gonna call nobody, call no man by that. What was that?
Was delicious.
Yeah. He said, you can just call me delicious.
Yeah, it was the same old time.
No straws, don't eat no bananas, and I ain't calling no nigga delicious. Yeah,
I ain't calling nobody delicious. I ain't even calling no woman delicious.
Unless that's her stage name, and you got to.
No, I'm going to be like, what is your real name?
No, you won't.
I'm going to be like, why would I want to make it rain when we want so much sunshine? We need sunshine. I'm not going to make
that rain. Make it rain. Make it rain.
I be reppin' my city, blowin' hundreds and fifties. If the hair right, we get air every night. Joey, I was listening in, pullin' up, spinning rims. Time to spend some dividends, my money they swimming in. I'm a boss, I'm a boss. I'm the mayor, I'm the mayor. Make it rain, on these haters. On these haters. Get your umbrella, fella, cause we blowin' hella cheddar. I'm the nigga that you got, cause no one can do.
Whenever you go to somebody's house and you go into their kitchen, right? And you know how whenever somebody washes the dishes or whatever?
Yeah.
They normally put the dishes on one side of the sink.
Yes.
To dry off.
Right.
Which side of the sink do you normally see people put it on?
The left side dries off. The left wash side on the right, and you dry on the left.
Dry on the left, wash on the right. Yeah, that's how I grew up.
Always wash on the right. Because you gotta rinse them first, because garbage disposal is always on the left side. So you rinse them off first.
But you don't wash
your dishes. You make your water on the right side.
You make the hot bleach water on the left side.
For your dishes?
Hot bleach water, to rinse. And then to wash.
You put bleach on your dishes?
Nah, I don't do all that. That's very clean.
I just use
Dawn. Dawn said they get all the grease.
They can get the grease off of a duck.
Okay. Yeah.
That shit works.
My mama was extra because she's like, well, bleaching that wash water so you can wash the dishes.
So you would wash
on the right and rinse on my left, and then the strainer would be up on the left side because it was always did it rinse and then put them in the strainer to dry. Yeah.
Well, you almost had me thinking I didn't know my right from left just for a second.
You hear me?
Well, because I always wash on the side where the dishwasher, I mean, where the garbage disposal is.
Then how you clean the dishes out?
How you hold the water in, too?
Why are you washing?
You don't make dishwater? Boy, yeah, he didn't wash dishes.
Why do you have dishwater?
To wash your dishes.
To wash the dishes. My
sister does. See, that's what we grew up. We didn't wash dishes.
We had a dishwasher, but you were not allowed to use.
Yeah, it was us.
We were the dishwasher.
My sister will put some dishwater, but she has her dishwasher on the left.
Yeah.
Her dishwater.
Oh.
On the left.
Because that's where the garbage disposal is.
But I think her garbage disposal is on the right.
Her sink is set up wrong.
Her stuff backwards.
I say it's wrong.
I'm in the industry. It's set up wrong.
Well,
I'm in interior design. That's set up wrong.
It's wrong.
Well, her disposal is on the right.
She need to call her whoever built her house or sink kitchen.
Like, my plumbing ain't working. Mm-hmm. Why she don't have plumbing issues? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Talk about your baby sister. Go ahead.
Now, this is my oldest sister.
Your oldest sister. Okay.
So she has.
I'm snacking and pregnant.
Are you pregnant? Jinx, give me a pop.
A pop? Like a tea?
No, shoulder pop.
Oh, man, what is this? What are y'all talking about today? Y'all got me in the woods up in this bitch.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to you. I grew up in the house.
If you could be another race, what would you be? What race would you? No, if you had to be another race other than black.
Was I being punished?
Well, yes.
Choosing other is a punishment. Other than black.
What other race would you be?
I'd go for Asian. They're no Native American.
Well, are you trying to be extinct? What the fuck? Shit. I think I would be Hispanic.
Why?
Well, because I mean the culture, you know, that they have, the food, you know, plus, you know, if you can be bilingual too, and you know, you get a lot of benefits from Biden's dumbass right now too. So, you know, hey.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
You know, so I think being a Hispanic would be a good one, you know.
I would only be Asian because the stereotype that.
Which type of Asian though? You would be Japanese, Chinese, Korean,
Indian.
Who? Oh yeah, that is Asian.
Yeah, right. It is. It's all black.
So though. Would you like to have this right here for the voice?
Like that voice.
Would you do do?
Yeah, I do. I do do do. But I like
y'all
that
are
voice.
Gonna get canceled on a show. Y'all keep
playing. Season 2, baby.
Hey, we're coming strong.
One and done. It's what the hell this is about to be.
If you can't handle it, then you don't need to be listening.
You can't handle the truth.
No. Hey, that's a great movie. You goddamn right out there, call it Code Red.
Oh my God, that was such an intense thing.
You goddamn right.
Didn't you? That motherfucker busted a vein. I was like, woo. Go ahead on Jack Nicholson.
That was a great movie.
What movie?
You
want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You are wearing a damn crown and shit, and you ain't seen a few good men?
Yep. If I had to be a race, another race other than
this
mine,
he's going
to
create his
shit.
Own race.
Here we come. Nope.
It would be me.
I would want to be white. Just regular white. I would want some of that white ribbon. How do y'all cut y'all's toenails?
What the fuck? Do you calendar that shit? Well, you go get your nails done all the time. So how often do you get pedicures in?
Every other week. I was looking down the other day.
Say every other week. Just every 2 weeks.
Every other week is.
Every 2 weeks.
Every other week.
Every 2 weeks.
Because it may not be 2 weeks. I may not go 14 days. I may go 10 days.
Then that's not every other week.
Why the fuck is not?
Because it's not a full week. Monday through Sunday is a full week. Monday through Wednesday.
And so what I'm going to say every other about a week?
I don't know. Shit. Stop.
Time. I bet you're doing something hard to them hands.
Do you not know that he don't?
I don't do anything.
He worked at Burger Street for one hour, I think.
No, it was like 15 minutes.
So. And you said not for me?
He came dressed probably like this at Burger Street.
I did have some loafers on.
You're like, and what's going to happen? Did you?
He thought he was going to get an office job.
I was going to say, were you management?
I thought I was.
With no experience?
None, zero. That was my first job.
And you came and
left.
And left at 15
minutes. Listen, they had me sweeping outside. What up, Santana? So they had me sweeping outside. I went outside and swept.
It was good for you.
And I thought that he wanted me to just sweep in the little parking lot area.
Okay.
But he wanted me to sweep around the trash dumpster in the back. I went back there. It was so fucking nasty.
What'd you expect?
That's why you're here.
Well, why? No.
That's why you're hired.
They did not hire me to clean that damn trash can. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they have somebody else clean that shit?
You were the first person. You were the rookie.
So why did it get so dirty in the first place? Why didn't nobody else clean that much? Why was I the one chosen to do that?
You hear the way he's at. Why was I?
You didn't call me up and say, hey man, I'm gonna hire you.
You realize how much trash can accumulate at a fast food restaurant within 1 week?
Don't give a fuck. Then
you
I'm saying
shouldn't
I was not
have applied.
You're right. And that's why I got
you should have went and worked at the mall.
And I did the Cat Williams and the Cedric Entertainer.
You should have went and worked at the mall like I did. Remember that store boss? Hey, do people with like bifocals when they look in aquariums?
It'll fuck you up and you get a headache.
No, it don't.
Bifocals?
What are you saying? Because you already know that aquarium water glass God. Thick.
You said I could see closer to
it. It's magnified time.
It should be like all up in your
face. Looking like an x-ray through the fish and shit. Don't lie. You x-ray in the
fish. It's all extra 3D. Shit is 4D up in this
room. See the heartbeat.
Damn, did y'all see that? That fish is pregnant.
All of the fish head.
Right.
Bifocals and that aquarium.
Oh, she's having a boy.
Mm-hmm. She got 14 babies.
Right. She's about to deliver in 3 days. Mm-hmm. See the due date.
So all the little Nemos.
You know how whenever they say that we look like somebody else, right? Like they'll say.
I don't like that. I don't like that. It makes me nervous.
Why? Why does it make you nervous?
Because that means that somebody's walking around here with my actual features and I don't know their character. Now, I know me and how I was raised, but this person that may have my identity,
they may be doing some fashion in my name.
But what if they're doing something better than you? Oh, then I'm taking all credit.
Damn.
That's just like you and the Airbnb.
All of it.
If I own it, they got to let me stay. But if I rented it, they got to let you guys to go. No, but
my own decision.
No, seriously.
So you think? Well, this is what I think. I think that there's like a handful of looks.
Yeah, I said okay. That's all we got. What we got over there? That are just looks. Yeah, I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
He said shit. It's already Sunday.
Dog, I'm gonna tell you why I'm saying this.
Man, I can't think of nothing else for these other 2 days.
I'm gonna tell you why this. Why I'm saying this.
Why?
My little sister sent me a video the other day of this guy. That looked just the fuck like me.
Like similar or like, oh shit, did I do this?
No. We look just alike. Like,
really?
This man, I'll show him to you, but this man looked just like me.
I ain't never had
then
that.
Then my question is,
just like me.
Are you sure you and your siblings are the only children your daddy has?
I don't know.
Because you might want to talk to them. You
want to
have that conversation.
Right, that's usually what happens.
Go talk to Auntie so-and-so, because there's always an auntie that knows about the extra cheering.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That ain't your real daddy.
She's sitting there like this. Oh, that thinking that you're part of this family. That ain't your daddy.
Look at this man. Look at that man.
Was he at Home Depot?
Yeah.
That definitely ain't
what you was not
like me. I mean, you know I ain't going to be nowhere.
He had on full-length pants. You know that hates you.
I love your fashion, baby, first of all.
Don't punch his ass directly in the dick.
Don't do it.
Just right in the dick.
Why are you going to punch me in the knee?
Take
well,
me down.
If that's where it is, I'm going to punch you down. In two spots there. Shit, your ass getting punched.
That's messed up. Just because I pointed out a real fact. How many pants you own that go past your ankle?
All my pants go past my ankle. I just lift them up. Asshole. No, but okay. So now another thing. So like, if someone says you look just like, okay. So for instance, like your wife says that you and I look alike.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
What the hell?
Right? Because I don't.
She
we don't.
She wears glasses too.
It's just the beard, I think.
And we both black. You know how white people think all black.
First
people.
Of all, your face is round.
Your
face is like lean.
First off, I'm handsome.
I'm sexy.
Yes, you is.
Okay. Whenever y'all were dating somebody, What was the one thing, if you went to their house, that would make you say, nah, I'm out?
Crumbs in the bed.
Crumbs in the bed?
Hell yeah.
What if you never got in their bed?
Yeah, how would you know that?
Getting in the bed.
Oh,
you say, no, I'm getting in the bed.
We on our
way.
If I'm in the house,
oh yeah,
in the bed.
As soon as I walk in the house. Is that a bed? That is a bed.
That's what we're supposed to be.
Right?
We made it.
Like, why are you in my bedroom? We said we was coming in the kitchen now. Oh, you said you was cooking dinner, so I just figured
we were going to get in the bed.
Might as well get on in the bed.
How the kitchen and the bed get correlated? I don't get that. How did you join both of those together?
Dinner.
That was a stretch like a momo.
But he made it.
I made it.
He made it, I guess.
This fall.
Except that one time whenever you made it in the truck. And van back at
me. I did not make it. No, no, I did not make it. It was horrible.
That was.
She took you to her house. You got to feel privileged.
That was her house.
Yeah, that van was her house.
The van was her house.
Felt privileged to see her house.
To climb up in there. She didn't even have a ladder or nothing.
That they lived in a van. Mm-hmm. I would have lost my fucking mind.
Why?
I probably would have went and fucked
you. Don't see.
I probably.
He'd have thrown up in his mouth a little bit. It's like,
no, but what about you, Zadie?
Well, if somebody,
were dating somebody God and you walked into their house, mm-hmm. What was the one thing that made you say,
mm-mm.
Nah,
kids? No, didn't know you had them.
That's a very good answer. When I saw his wife, that was like, no.
Oh, you were like, this is it.
What was it? I walked into a hoarder house. And I said, I'm out, bruh.
What was he hoarding?
It wasn't him, it was his parents.
What were they hoarding?
Everything.
Yeah, because I don't think a hoarder is hoarding.
Sometimes, I mean, there are certain.
It's like somebody took their attic. It's like the attic fell down in their living room and continued all the way through.
And they make a path through that.
And he did have a pal, and it was all
stacked. What did it smell like?
Hoarding. Hoards.
It smelled like hoards. What would it smell like?
Have you ever just lifted a bag of corn chips? Have you ever opened corn chips, Frito corn chips.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it smelled like, along with dirt, like dust.
And he invited you to come over.
Yep, but we were 16.
So
he was confident in it too.
Yeah, like you ain't gonna notice this shit. Like I was gonna lose my sight or some shit upon walking.
He like, dude, come on.
He's like,
let me show you something.
What his room look like?
I didn't make it that far.
Oh,
I got. I said. You know what? It's late, and I'm gonna miss that last bus. Let me go.
I was like, you were like, you got roaches. I ain't going in there.
It probably was something there, but when I walked through and I saw, I was like, you know what? Let me go. I said, you know, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna catch the 28, and the last one's in the next 15 minutes. I gotta go.
But
literally looked like somebody's attic, because you know how much shit you have in your attic. Just imagine the whole ceiling falling.
Oh,
you know I'm out.
That's you. But I think there is a different type of hoarder. Like, there's some people that hoard, like, magazines, you know, and some people.
They call them collections, and that's a damn lie.
Yeah, it's a lie. So, but.
Well,
you're hoarding magazines. I've seen people hoard books. Well, you know, I'm an interior designer. If you didn't.
Okay.
I know, right?
Sounds like somebody riding a big wheel.
Collections get out of hand. So people do shot glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen books. I've seen hats. I've seen purses, shoes.
Well, that wouldn't be hoarding.
No, that's not hoarding.
That's
and
acceptable.
It's displayed and it's cared about. I'm talking about people that just have it and there's mounds of dust on the shit. And it creeps me the fuck out. I'm like, let's get rid of this. Oh no, it all means so much to me.
Well, my grandma was a hoarder then. Because, like,
all them little figurines and
she
shit.
It's like she just got a lot of.
A what?
Shit.
Everything.
There's a lot of stuff.
And every time I see her go over, I said, Granny, I'm going to go get a stick and just start shaking it. She's like, what you talking about? I said, because I can't shake a stick at all this shit you got in this house. She's like, oh, boy, you better watch it. You
what
can't,
does that mean?
You can't. You never heard the saying, you got more shit than you can shake a stick at.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but what does that mean, though?
That you got more shit than you can shake a stick at.
How many times you can shake a stick? That's how much shit you got.
I can't shake a stick at all this shit, man. I don't go ask them great and grandmas and all that, but
I just know that you got a lot of shit when they say that. You got a lot of things.
Like I went to go, I had to set something up for her, and she was. I said, "Granny, let me put this box."
Right.
She go put it in the back room. Well, it was about last year I went over there and I cleaned out this whole back room of hers in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there this past Sunday, And
this shit is back.
I opened up the door. You know it was. That was a false start. They didn't even call it.
Hey, we over here, baby. Come on back.
So they called it. So I opened up the door, and I don't normally curse around my grandma.
Why?
Because you just don't do
that.
And I opened the door, and I say, God damn it. And my mama said, what? I said, I cleaned this shit out last year. This shit is right back where it was.
Like you ain't did
it. And then I said, you know what? This, I said, fuck this box. I just threw it. I just threw the box in there. And
you threw Granny's box?
My grandma, she came, I came around the corner. She was looking at me like this.
She said, boy, you say fucking here one more goddamn time. Watch.
She had to look on
me. It's the look. And tell me you didn't be like.
I was like, Granny, I apologize.
I know it did. House.
I said, but that'll make no
sense. I'll go outside and do it then.
She'll still hear you.
I can't. I don't know how to not curse.
Around your elders or just period? You curse around like your aunties and stuff like that?
No, I curse around my aunties now because we're grown now.
We went to church. We were at a funeral the other day.
Oh, you can't curse no funeral?
Why not? I'm just sitting there. I'm in a room.
Fuck these
I'm still curious about this cursing in front of your elders thing.
Right, you don't curse. You got aunties and...
I will not and cannot and do not.
I
will back down to elementary conversation around any of my elders and my
family. Curse around your parents?
Nope. Oh, I still have my teeth, sir. That just shows you that I don't curse around
my mama. Come on miles all the time. We have a beverage or two.
I wish I was.
It's not like I curse like...
Every other mother, you know, it's like, oh man.
I was so
bad around his mama one time. She was like, oh my gosh. Remember that time when she called? Well, I didn't know she was on the phone.
Okay. But his mama. Not knowing, but like if you're in her
presence. I still would do it.
But it's not like vulgar. It's just
it's
conversation.
Like conversation cursing.
Yeah,
you know, it's conversation cursing.
It's not like I'm cursing her out. Now, I would say that. I would say these motherfuckers type shit, but I'm also. But I'm not cursing her out. You know what I mean? Like, I used to curse around my daddy. You know, I didn't curse around my mama.
I just want some of these goddamn privileges you had because I'm telling you, I live in fear right now.
He curse in front of his mama?
It's different for boys, obviously.
Like, I was on the phone with my mom the other day. I was in Tom Thumb. I had to keep telling her, mom.
I told his mama I wanted to do dirty
things. Hey, man, you better watch your mouth.
You gonna get hit for real.
By who, his mama?
You, him.
Oh. I was like, that's what I'm trying to do.
This show about to just go.
It's about to be Marvin Gaye.
We're gonna shit on
YouTube.
Marvin
Gaye.
Ready to go.
You know, Marvin got killed by his
By his daddy.
So
shot.
Call me something real quick so I
can
shoot you.
Daddy. That's okay. I'm close with you. You know, I'm always close with you. Let's see here. So, if you can control one thing in your life,
what I already know what you're gonna say.
You, because you remember we talked about
this. Go ahead first.
No.
Go ahead. I want to hear your answer.
What could I control?
Yeah. And you know, because you since you know my answer, you know the type of thing.
I would say this. I would say that your financial situation is something that you can never control. Because at any given day, because right now, you know, I work for a company, so you know, if something happened, I could be let go at any point.
Right.
So to be able to.
I'm looking at your screen.
Oh, okay. To be able to control my financials, like well-being, that's one thing I would want to be able to control. That way I can say I know exactly where I'm going to be at all times.
That is a good control. That's a good one.
What about you?
In my life,
control.
I want to be able to control my weight. Just literally never being able to gain any more weight and stay a perfect size 12.
So would that be saying that I can eat whatever I want to and still stay the same way?
Still stay the same
way. Well, see, then that's he's not a religious person. So would you say would that fall into gluttony then?
Yes. Stop it.
So, but then why would you want to commit a sin if you know that?
I do it every day when I see some food. I'm like, all of it has to go, shit, and I have to go and repent. I said, Zadie, damn it, that girl back in the cage. Get back in that jacket.
But
don't cage her up. You could have whatever control. You want. And then just get you an elliptical or get you a...
Oh, you want me to exercise? Okay, see, this didn't happen with exercise. Oh my God, people that run, I'm like, is someone chasing you?
I'm the same way.
I'm about to get on my Peloton.
I am never in that much of a hurry.
I admire people that go to the gym, but I was like, I have so much other shit I could be doing while you in there sweating on purpose. Blue.
This happens every single day.
Protect your friends.
How do you saying you conceded without saying you conceded. I was walking and that dude tried to tell me I had the smoothest walk ever.
And that's how you know you conceded.
Hey, y'all want me to say
he didn't say it. He said, hey man, you walking too damn slow. Get the fuck out of my way.
Do y'all want me to not compliment myself? Do y'all want me to say, you know what? I'm stupid. I'm ugly.
No, you should use never say those things.
I'm dumb.
Use this kind.
You're
know,
stupid.
Thank you, man. So you said it, but I can't say it about myself.
I'm just fucking with you.
Right? Is that what you said?
Chocolate pie.
No, I walked in and I was like, this is the biggest shit I've ever seen. Or that mofo. Mouse, just show up real casual. Just sweatsuit and whatever.
Oh, I will.
He will. Remember he came over to the house with his little Nike little ensemble.
That was not a regular ensemble.
That's why I called it an ensemble.
What you mean? It was just first a sweatshirt and some pants.
No, you had on a fit. You had on a whole outfit.
Most people don't go to a Nike store and buy that outfit.
At all.
Get a pair of black sweatpants and maybe a gray with a black trim hoodie or something.
Normal people. Normal. Let me
see. But that's not true because somebody else has to buy the stuff that I buy. Right?
So, no, you went online looking for that shit.
You ordered.
You like when they had the color selections, you clicked on a particular color and then here were your choices.
Yep.
All
and
three
said,
of them.
What's the one ain't nobody?
And then you bought
pink,
two of them.
Orange, green, light green, orange, go. Oh, I want that.
And there was only one of them. You were like, yeah, I'll take it.
Right. You know, like how right now, how we're kind of talking and we all, like if I say, you know what, y'all are right that I should not say this. I shouldn't be proud of this. I shouldn't be happy for this, that, or the other. If I said that, right? Why then do some people, when you start agreeing with them, they then get mad? Why are you agreeing with me? Why? And so you agree that I'm saying that you are conceited? Well, you fucking said it. Why can't I agree with you?
Some people do get mad.
I'm just saying, but there are tons of people that do that.
Hey, you want to make people mad right now? Like, collectively?
Let's do it.
Walk into a room and start singing Christmas carols right now. You will set that motherfucker on fire.
Cover bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song with joyful ring. All caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, on hills and dales, telling their tales.
People will light into you, be like, what the fuck are you saying? We were just joyous a month ago. Sing that shit in March. They'd be like,
bring no joy to the world in this motherfucker.
What the hell are you singing Jingle Bells?
Right.
Yeah, I like the song.
Well, you can't jingle the bells. You can't jingle the bells all year long.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So why can't you just be riding in the car one day and be like,
dashing through the snow and shit.
Right.
One horse opens.
Right.
All that the shit.
No. No.
Laughing and all
the regular song.
Bells on bottles ring.
Bop, bop, bop.
Making spirits bright.
Bop, bop, bop.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh. So do that.
I want you, when you drive off today, I want your ass to be playing Jingle Bell.
Damn, why you gonna tell me what the fuck to do? I ain't trying to get beat up.
No.
You do that shit.
I'm serious. If you work in an office, I challenge you. Any of you that are our subscribers, I challenge you to record yourself singing a Christmas carol at the end of this month. Post it on 5th of something.
On the bird.
Yep. And our YouTube channel, and send us the clip, and we're gonna play it and watch the reaction. That's all we'd ask you.
And we'll give out a T-shirt.
Get out a T-shirt for the best reaction that you get for singing a Christmas carol.
Yeah, you get something going on. Let's get that going.
You're gonna piss off everybody in the office.
You know, I never did tell y'all what I don't like about somebody's house.
Come on. What is it? Is it something you don't like? Like, you'd be like, I'm out. What was it?
A dirty bathtub. Well, if I walk into your bathroom.
Oh, my God. It is something about that shit. Oh.
And I just pulled
that curtain back.
No, I did. I used to pull the curtain back. And if that motherfucker was dirty like you were a mechanic and you just had a whole bunch of oil. You done rank stuff? No. I'm out. I'm be like, thanks. I got a scat. I'm so
Ford F-250 four-wheel drive. Yeah. You want to kiss somebody else that's nasty? The back of the fucking toilet.
The back of the toilet. Behind the
toilet. Back on the floor.
Oh, eat the floor.
Behind the toilet.
What about the little knob? What are you talking about, little knob?
Yeah.
If there is butter. But if it's the color of butter.
What I hate is like you lift the toilet seat up, right? Most people only lift on the toilet. But look, if you look at the back of the seat, the hinges right there.
Absolutely.
You know what, women, especially single women, they never look under that. But when we come over there as men and we lift that toilet seat up,
like a crime scene.
You ever showered in somebody's house and they give you a washcloth, right?
Right.
And them over like steel wool.
Right?
I can't shower with this damn thing.
There's DNA on here, man.
It's like grating the soap.
Right.
This soap looks like a weapon. Cheese grater just went across.
This is a weapon over this bitch.
God damn.
You're like sandpaper in your skin.
You don't clean the battery post with this motherfucker.
What was that?
I don't need no Coca-Cola in that time.
What were those brittle pad things?
Yeah.
SOS pad.
With the bronze medals and shit.
Yeah, shit. What'd you win? I won the SOS pad. Put this around your neck. And I don't mind women with kids, but if you walk in the house and their kid got snot running down their mouth.
Let me tell you something.
How you doing? Get your little fucking. I ain't carrying that COVID with me.
I didn't tell you what's the one thing that I would control if I could control it.
Well, what is it?
What is it?
Blue, you said you would control what?
My financials.
Your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And my you weight. Would control your weight.
Yeah.
I would control when I die.
Yeah.
That is total control, ain't it?
I want to be able to say,
I'm ready.
This it.
Okay.
You know?
Like, I don't want to, and that's another thing that kind of goes along with this question. It's like, what's the one thing that you want to always win?
The lotto.
You want to win stuff.
The lotto.
Like, I don't want to win that race of beating my friends to death. Who is that one friend that you know is going to die?
Oh, he already did.
Before you.
He already did. We already
did. No, I'm talking about now.
That's what I'm saying. He just did. He died this past year.
Well, now? Next.
Oh, next?
Oh, who's in the next lineup?
Yeah.
If it was under 40, I could tell you which one of my friends would go
based off your friends now.
It'd be the ones that you don't realize are about to die. Mm-hmm. That's what's so crazy in this cherry pick thing called life.
Lady Gaga.
You think because you have a medical condition that you're slated to go before everybody else, you may be the one attending.
That could have been a wake up call.
That's what I want to happen. I want everybody to die before me.
That's some really? Selfish shit.
Yeah, 100%.
You selfish son of a bitch.
I don't know if that's a setup or a wish.
You selfish.
I want y'all.
You selfish. You
know I want y'all to go first.
Well, right. Narcissistic, selfish.
I don't want to miss shit.
Yeah.
You want to be at my funeral?
Yes. I told you.
What would you say at my funeral?
I'd be like, God damn it.
Damn, first, you ain't supposed to say that.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't speak.
And I'm going to just sit down and be part of the parlor.
He told me not to say God damn it, so I'm not going to say God damn it. So I'm just going to say, shit, I can't believe this motherfucker is dead.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be an interesting testimony.
They going to tackle me out.
They already going to be expecting something if you speaking in my field. Ah, here we go.
Get your phone out.
I'm walking back right here.
He should not be here, dead. He should be at work. And to be quite frank, I kind of expected a little bit more from you, mate. You were scheduled to be on today, and not only are you not at work, but you're here dead, forcing all of us, Ellen, Ellie, to be at your funeral. That's actually kind of pissing me off a little bit. No. I'm not finished. I'm not actually finished. No. Did I interrupt you? Did I interrupt you?
No.
No, I didn't interrupt you. No, that's right.
You owe my dad.
I'm gonna watch this shit. You still owe me.
Bro. Let's go after Santana.
Damn.
Oh, it's
Damn. Jermont, where you fall in?
No, if I said Jermont and Santana gonna be the last people.
The last ones.
Jermont.
Yeah, so I go second.
Yeah, me and you go. We close. Me and I. It's me then you.
Excuse me. Do I still report to work on Sunday?
Right.
I'm just saying that's how I
know, do I still report and record the show?
Yeah, if you have to. You gotta keep it going.
It's gonna be a different bunch of hosts. It's gonna be from a fifth or something to, you know, to double just, D construction.
Just,
I don't know.
To just you.
Damn, well, it's called you, me. You can have my wife on the show then.
The double D girl.
You hear me? She can be on the show. My wife.
So,
go ahead. I'm gonna ask you a question when you do.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you said so.
No, because I was about to ask something.
Maybe there's a whole tab.
I've seen that.
Oh yeah, I got some more pages.
If you, your and your significant other, spouse, partner, whatever, you think about, you know, just say y'all out somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and say there's a wild animal that comes and just like starts running. You know they say you don't have to be the fastest person.
You just gotta run the motherfucker that's with you.
Would you trip your significant other that way you
there.
Can make sure you, see, he already shaking his head. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you a story. We lived in Florida. In Florida you get a lot of different wildlife that come around.
I'm very aware.
So we sitting in our apartment on the second floor where I used to smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So you sitting outside, they had your trash pickup where it was like a little bench.
Yeah.
And then your bench, you put your trash. Okay. But it had a little pillow top on it too.
Mm-hmm.
So you sat on it. You know, we sit out there and we chit chat and just smoke a cigarette. You know, and one time we sitting there looking, and I seen like this looking over the steps. It was a fucking big ass raccoon.
Oh no.
They're very aggressive.
Exactly, and they like to get in the trash.
Hell yeah, they live for that.
So my wife says that I like
pushed her.
Towards the raccoon to get to the door.
Right.
I didn't see it that way.
In your head, how did you see it?
I felt like I got up, mm-hmm. and opened the door for both of us to come in.
Right, that's what
that's what that was in my head.
That's what I think you were doing.
Yeah, that's what I did too. I got up real abruptly.
You being a gentleman.
And went straight towards the door to open it for both of us to get in.
Right.
And just because she lost her balance when
she went to get up.
Right, you really were just pushing her. He was pushing her out of the way so you could get
so
in front
I could get
of her.
In front of her to
be
get
first to open it up for her.
Exactly.
So that if she wouldn't, so she could get in safely.
Yeah, because she's not as quick as I am.
But she could like get in after me because I'm going to be like, okay, baby, it's safe inside. There ain't no raccoons in here. Come on,
get in. Because I'm quick. I was quick like a rabbit.
Yeah, I feel you, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that, though.
What do you think happened?
You think I pushed her?
Yep.
Let's do it.
You pushed that woman down and got your silly self inside that first. The lies and the
trip.
Lies. You pushed your woman and you left her out there to deal with the rabbit ass Cancun.
Cancun. Dang,
where you going? Where you making? Put that metal below.
Hey,
big glare on you.
I do, and you keep doing this to me every single time.
I didn't see it.
I'm sunset pretty.
How are you on? Oh, you good over here?
Not really. I'm like blind. Oh, thank you.
There it is.
Burning my retin.
Oh, no, don't do that. Yeah.
Look at me back on screen.
Hi. Yeah, there we go. So my cousin Tink.
I'm still anti-social.
So my cousin, I have a cousin named Tink, right?
Oh.
And Tink sends us these big messages all the time and asks us to figure shit out. So she sent this one message last week.
Okay.
And it had a picture of four people on it.
Four people.
And it had one chair.
One chair.
Yeah, one chair, a seat. Okay.
Okay. Men should always yield to the women.
Okay.
Age.
Two women.
I understand. Hold on. Men should always yield to the woman. Out of the two women, the older black lady should get the chair.
They were about the same age.
It couldn't be because a black woman that had a baby is usually younger. So I'm going on the scenario she's younger and one was pregnant.
Yeah.
What happened to the older black lady?
It wasn't an old black lady. It was an old white man.
An old white man.
A black man with a broke leg.
A black man with a broke leg.
Black lady with a baby.
Black lady with a baby.
That's breastfeeding. Don't forget she's breastfeeding. Don't forget she's breastfeeding. But she's breastfeeding.
Don't forget the lady is breastfeeding. She had her kitty out. Very blurry.
Just making sure that we knew.
Just wanted to make sure that he wanted you to know that.
And you ain't got no crumbs.
No, it wasn't what? A drill. I was thinking about the picture. It
wasn't. It's a nipple. Because I'm drooling.
So who do you think deserves that seat, according to my cousin Tink?
Again, men should stand.
Mm-hmm.
Men yield to women. So that's for the guy with the broke leg. Yeah.
The TV up.
The older white man, I'm a little prejudiced. I'm sorry. I'm giving it to the breastfeeding mom.
Not the pregnant mama?
Mm-mm.
She didn't say that. Why try to put that in her mouth, man?
I'm just saying. It was a question. It wasn't.
I'm yielding to the breastfeeding mom, black lady.
You already know my answer.
Let's let him tell you his answer.
What was your answer?
Damn, why are you saying like that? Like I interrupt, like,
that's no, because the answer.
So I would say, because the man has his broken leg, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he can sit in the chair, and then he can let the pregnant woman sit on his lap. And then, he had the other one come over. And then he joins in and sucks on the other titty while the old white man takes pictures.
I'm off camera because I'm fucking embarrassed by this goddamn
answer. And then he posts it
fucking
on TikTok.
College boy answers this shit. No. And posts it on TikTok.
He had the whole thing set up. So he had
That's an asshole.
I got the finger.
So the guy had a broken leg, had a menage a trois while the old man was.
There you go.
Oh, he had a threesome.
Well, I mean, you sorry son of a bitch.
And he had a fetish for pregnant women.
But I guess the dude, he could have sat down on the floor.
Ooh.
The guy with the broken leg.
How?
You sit on your butt.
You can't get on the floor.
Yeah, you could. No. And then the pregnant woman could have sat in the breastfeeding lady's lap.
What happened with the old man?
If she has a child, you can't have you anybody. Can't. No.
Well, then the pregnant lady could have held the baby. On the titty floor.
I hate this question with all of my life right now.
Let me give you my answer.
What was your answer?
My answer goes like this. The white man does not deserve it, period, because he's going to automatically think that he should get it for white privilege.
Well, that's why I didn't count him.
So I know. So he's out. But he was on the list.
Yeah.
So he's out of the way.
But that's where I say men yield to women. So that means you're not going to get the chair because of species.
It could have been an old white lady.
Mm-hmm.
Still scenario. She don't get it.
Okay, she don't get it either. Okay.
Now, the pregnant lady, she's going to have to pee. So she going to keep getting up. So she going to lose the seat as soon as she sit the fuck down. So she don't deserve to see me.
Okay.
All right? The lady who's breastfeeding.
With the baby.
Mm-hmm. After she's done breastfeeding, that baby's going to want to be rocked and moved around.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to get up and walk that baby around.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck she need the seat for? She ain't sit and stand her ass
so
up.
So the man with the broken leg.
So the man with the broken leg, he is the only person that has something that's actually wrong with him. Because being pregnant, there's nothing wrong with you when you're pregnant. You're not broken. Being pregnant is a natural thing. Being pregnant is a natural thing for a woman to do, right?
Yeah.
Now, if she's hurt, she shouldn't be in the DMV trying to get that chair in first.
You never said nobody was in the DMV.
Well, that's what they look like they were at.
Oh, shit. You only got one chair in the DMV.
I'm going to make sure that the experiment is done. Hopefully, this man will be wearing a watermelon or a baby belly at some point during the show.
Oh, I got those TENS machines, too.
And I will be adding
the print. I'm not doing that.
You're not doing it?
Fuck, no, I'm not. I don't
want
to know.
And I want everybody to remember that he said that pregnant women, they should be okay standing. I'm going to make sure he stands for an hour with this pregnant watermelon.
That was your idea.
On this show. So wait till I announce that on my segment. they're going to stand up.
I didn't agree with.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I Mr. said both of them Mr.
Suck sit. The titty, Mr. Suck the titty man. She had her breast feelings.
That's all. But they both got a seat.
You were the only worried about.
Hold on, but they both got a seat. Didn't they get a seat though?
I saw her titty.
Yeah, they were sucking titty with her baby.
That's why God didn't see the breast.
You didn't see no nipple in the old drawing.
But y'all the whole name was talking about he must be the nipple because he drooling.
You said it. You was drooling. Remember you was drooling?
It was an
air quote? What the fuck does that mean?
I know, right?
It was.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
So when I was writing this stuff,
you playing the bass? What is it?
He's on that thing. You're making the bar.
So when you was on that thing.
So when I'm writing this down, man, I'm writing this shit down with badass people. I mean, this ain't being the baddest bitch. Bad motherfucker.
Where'd you get it from?
I got it. And it's blue. You know, I normally write with blue pen.
Is this?
But the pen, it was a bad motherfucker.
Okay.
Boy, this pen was bad. It was a bad motherfucker.
I want to push him down.
Yeah, we walked right into that shit. Yeah,
my bad motherfucker pen right there. Love this pen. My GTG.
Mm-hmm. Those that don't know, that's
that shit
gotta go.
2024 edition. Yeah. Season 2.
That shit's gotta go 2024. Gotta make
sure you right. That shit's gotta go 2024. Season 2, a fifth of something. Here we go.
Here we go.
Mine was when you squeeze the toothpaste from in the middle,
mm-hmm,
and you got a big, like, it looks like an 8. Or you squeeze the toothpaste
in the middle.
Yeah, or you just squeeze the toothpaste.
Okay, that's triggering to me.
That shit's got to go.
I can't stand that. Oh, that would set me off.
I got one for you then.
Give it to me.
You ever have a function at your house?
Yeah.
And you buy bottled water because you know everybody. Oh, you make sure you have water at your house.
Right.
And then when the end of the night, you go around and you see 30 half drank bottles of water. Don't that shit piss you off?
I hate that shit too.
Even if I don't.
You know what? Do you think that's why they started making those little small cans?
Exactly. That is exactly
small
why.
Small cans of soda you and the small bottles of water.
Yep.
Mm. See, I thought the little water bottles were just for travel size.
No, that's it. Should be just specified for party.
And like when I fry catfish, I cut my catfish in like half the sections because you ain't gonna have no full catfish fried. Because people will take a whole fillet and then only eat half of it. Now you done wasted a whole other half of catfish because your ass was, eyes was bigger than your stomach.
Why don't you just get catfish nuggets?
No, that's a whole different thing because they don't clean catfish nuggets like they do the fillets.
Well, you clean them.
You know how hard it is to clean the catfish
nuggets? No, I don't.
Exactly.
You know I don't.
I'm going to say, you know how hard it is to clean the catfish nuggets?
You've never cleaned a catfish nugget saying that.
Yeah,
no. Wait, you don't just clean it like normal people?
Well, I mean,
like
because
like normal stuff is
if you have a fillet, normally they peel the skin off for you. Well, catfish nugget is basically the pieces that he couldn't get the skin off.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, well, let's just, people mm-hmm. still going to eat mm-hmm. it. Let's just put this in a box or
and
a bag.
And that's exactly how it goes.
The catfish nuggets.
And they're not the skin off. Yeah.
Well, they'd be better if there wasn't no skin on it.
Just peel the skin off.
That's how hard that shit.
You after they done chopped it up and shit, that's hard. You ain't
you
doing it.
Like
that
this.
Sounds delicious.
And then you got 80 other nuggets.
Okay. In there. Said,
can I make
where can,
some
where can I get some good catfish? You said come
to
the hood.
You gotta go to
my
the
house.
Hood.
No.
Irene's is good.
Who is Irene's? Oh,
I
wait,
make
where is Irene's?
Delicious catfish.
So Zadie got a segment that she's bringing to the table, man.
See,
and world,
look at you.
We are introducing the new.
We are the world.
We are the world. But we got a, you know what, I'm gonna let Zadie introduce a fifth of no good sense to you. Let's go ahead on and explain to us what a fifth of no good sense is.
What is it?
It is a segment that will actually feature videos of things that we go, what in your fifth good sense made you decide to do this shit and record it for posterity?
Right.
So we have some preliminary clips that we made. Are we interviewing?
Yeah, we're going to show.
We're going to actually drop those in this segment right here. Enjoy.
Keep going. Oh. Oh.
The first one is the girl riding the hippo. I did it in Austin on 6th Street.
Wait, on the
mechanical bull.
Okay.
I had on the little cutest outfit because me and Steve ain't married. And I was like,
because
I wanted to see how I ride.
the bull. Oh, ride it.
And then hurt herself.
He had been cheating, and she was like, I'm going to do something, make him come back home to me. Let me show him how sexy and how I can ride this shit. Because she can't ride it like I can ride it. So then she got on that bull, and he said, whoa, no.
Bail out.
No.
Okay, that's worth story.
You've lost twice now.
What happened, Mouse?
If you watch the video closely, you see in the far, far distance in the back, there's somebody running from in the trees. And they're big. They're real big. They're fat.
Mm-hmm.
And they lean. They run like this.
Okay.
And so they can't get to them close enough. Now, the reason why they were sitting on that swing, and first off, the person that's in the back that brought it up told him, said, do not get on the swing because I have to repair some shit. And they said, no, fuck that. We don't get on the swing. So the person was, if you look.
So it's millennials that did this shit.
They got on the swing, and again, that person limped like this because one side of their body is heavier than the other. And so the hook that he was needing to repair, he told him he needed to repair it. So that hook was hooked. Instead of it being hooked, it was just kind of like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they swung forward, look at the person in the back. You see him in the back? You see him in the back running like that? And they said, hey. You know how fat people say.
Get off the swing.
Damn, he said, you know how fat people sound.
I don't know, Bisping.
I don't know either.
He's propping himself up on the table.
Ooh, I'm going to let him sit down.
I don't know. He's still got a hold of it. If that table wasn't there, he would be down.
But it is, and he's not.
Good chase.
12. Six. On a technicality.
Seven. Eight.
You got to stand up, buddy.
Talk to me.
He almost got
he still wobbled. 25. Yeah, 25.
Oh, guys, so the last and final. This one took me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I gotta hear what our subscribers think about this one. First of all, can we talk about what kind of sport recruits for this?
So,
how do they find athletes for this shit? What is the requirement?
That's a real thing.
First of all, there's shirts, there's a ref, there's judges, and there's people standing by to help them, and it's in an actual facility with a name on it.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, we'll talk about that afterwards.
It's a slap contest.
Let's see. This is a slap.
Women have a slap contest. Well, women have.
Yeah.
Women been having slap contests with y'all
since the time,
right?
Since a lot.
So
I guess the men were like, well, shit, they can take it. I can take it too. You know? But this dude.
You got knocked the fuck out.
And my segment ends like this. If if was a fifth, we'd all be fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Next week, y'all, we have my boy Antonio Perkins, MMA guru, MMA announcer.
So, you know, I thought I was going to do MMA as a girl.
Yeah?
And I think I can
fight. Well, you know what? Why don't you come in a leotard next week and let's bring an MMA fighter up in here.
No. She just got Obamacare. It doesn't cover everything. Stupid. Okay. So,